We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia.
Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. Today, let's talk about what you need to survive in Australia. And I would like to start this episode with scenarios that are quite common in Australia. If you are ill, and it's not so severe that you need to call 000, normally you will call or go online to make an appointment with your GP, aka general practitioner, and it could take weeks before your turn depending on the clinic. And even that, when you arrive at the clinic 15 minutes before the appointment as they have suggested, you still need to wait at least about 15 minutes before your GP can see you. If you apply for a bank card, even though you have visited the branch to write down your details, you still have to wait for your card to arrive in your mailbox, just as those people who have applied one online. When you order something online, even if the parcel is coming from the same state or territory, and even the same city, you still need to wait 2 or 3 business days until it arrives. And if it comes from the interstate, you will normally need to wait at least 3 business days for it to arrive. And when you check the delivery status, when the parcel arrives in your city, they will usually not deliver it until the next day. If you want to contact an organization or a company for any inquiry, it is very likely that you can only contact them on business hours, which is normally from Monday to Friday. And you will always need to wait in the line until an officer speaks to you. So by all means, turn the speaker on while you wait in the line. I did that a lot because it could be quite long until it's your turn. If you are short-sighted and want to get a pair of prescription glasses, after you book an eye test and get the information for your eyes, you select a pair of glasses that tickle your fancy in the shop, and then you will need to go home and wait about 2 weeks. And you can only go to the store to collect your glasses when you receive the text message. And what do all these scenarios have in common? You will need to wait. Hence, you need to be patient in the process. I don't know much about the GP's schedule, but the GP clinics that I have been to, they will usually be booked up most of the days. And the GP themselves might want to go to the toilet or have some water between the appointments. And with the break, the GP can maintain similar attitude to different patients. So I assume it is why you always need to wait after you check in at the reception. And normally, the officer who is on the other end of the phone is just trying to help. They have been trained with customer service skills, and they're already doing the best they can. So it's not really their fault that you need to wait this long. All you can do is be patient and be gentle with the officer, because no one is perfect. What I'm trying to say is, there are many things in the world that just can't be done instantly. And instead of annoying everyone, including yourself, why not just be a little bit more gentle and patient? After all, it might be you who got involved in that situation one day. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your Australian stories on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account, 土澳留学记. And that's a wrap.